right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 248. I am Cheap ED, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, the always lovable Wombat is here.
That is true. I am actually liked by everyone who listens to this show.
That's not true.
100% true.
Shipwreck is mostly liked.
I'm liked by a greater percentage. I saw your chart. Does that apply to this too as well? You made a little graph.
Yeah, people are crazy. I know we're not into the last show feedback yet, but maybe Wombat, you should read that little nugget of feedback. People really like have crazy theories about what goes through our minds.
Well, Chase Amazon says, who brings more visitors to the website and ultimately more money into Cheapy's pocket? Just by listening to the podcast, I think it has become abundantly clear that Cheapy prefers Shipwreck as not only a friend, but also as a podcast host. Does this have to do with how much traffic each of the hosts brings to the website? I think so. Wombat does nothing but show up for the podcast, and he does not contribute to the outline. All Cheapy. Really? I didn't know you did the whole outline.
Of course.
Or help in editing. All Cheapy. Shipwreck is... That part is true. That's the only part that's true. Shipwreck is consistently writing reviews and constantly bringing traffic to the website. Now that you guys are losing listeners of the podcast, is Wombat really needed anymore? I don't think so. And hopefully Cheapy will realize this and either kick him off the CADcast or just stop the CADcast altogether.
Wow, he hates you so much that he just thinks we should just cancel the whole show.
And if you don't cancel me, he'd rather us not do a show.
Yeah, so I made a chart where it shows exactly how many visitors each of you guys brings to the website. I made it with a red magic marker on a notepad. It took 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't really think about these things, Chase Amazon. I mean... I mean, you do, which is nice, I guess, but I don't really put any thought into that.
I think people think we think about stuff a lot more than what we think about stuff.
Yeah, we basically show up, you know, we chat on instant message during the week about silly shit, and then we show up once a week and do a show for an hour and change. And that's about the amount of thought that goes into the whole process, I think. And how much we can piss off people.
That's true, too. Although I would say Shipwreck and I instant messenger with each other probably more often than either one of us talks to our spouses. But,
right.
Yeah.
If I wasn't sleeping, I would be in that boat, too.
Yes, you would probably. Yeah, I think that's the only reason why you're not.
Yeah, if I was in
that. And we chat about football a lot, which you would be not interested in at all.
Right, right. So, I mean, yeah, guys, don't just relax, okay? I don't really think about those things, you know?
And I do bring value to the website, douche face.
Yeah, right, you saw the chart. It just went down a lot when Shipwreck joined.
Well, there you go.
Right, you have to examine the chart.
Oh, I see. So the chart doesn't. The bottom isn't necessarily zero.
Right.
Okay.
It's a silly thing. It's a
comparison chart.
So what's going on, Wombat? What's going on in your CADcast thug life?
Well, I saw two movies last weekend.
You did.
Yep, I saw Harry Potter and the Missing Shirts.
Right, I heard. Shipwreck was sending me pictures.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So my wife and I finally had an opportunity to see a movie, like a date night.
Which is difficult when you have two young children.
It's super difficult. So we get to the movie theater, and they say, oh, just so you know, because they showed Cars 2 in that theater during the day.
Okay.
So they had to swap it out to show Harry Potter at night.
Okay.
We're a little backed up swapping the films. It, you know, the movie may start about 10 minutes late. Or we're right. Like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. Well.
I already know where this is going. Go on.
So the movie start. They let us in. The movie was a 4:15 movie. They let us into the theater probably at about 4:05.
Mm-hmm.
I would say by 4:10, everyone was sitting down. Because, you know, people show up about a half hour early. There was already a line.
Mm-hmm.
They showed that intro, that trivia, and the word scramble.
Yeah,
6 times in a row.
The
so
same
now
ones.
It's now 4:40 for this 4:15 movie, Odom Shanks, and that was a Simpsons joke. And finally, someone went out and said, is this movie going to start? Because they could have theoretically started the movie on time at 4:15. They didn't know that no one had started the movie yet. Awesome. They had to, someone had to go and tell the people at the theater to start the movie. Here's where it gets better. I don't think I'm giving anything away. There's an epilogue at the end of the movie. The epilogue starts maybe 30 seconds into the epilogue. The film just stops dead. The lights go on.
Awesome. Were people like going crazy?
I think there was a woman in the theater that was literally about to punch the manager in the face.
Yeah.
So they had to start the movie from the latest point they could start it. So I got to watch the second half hour of Harry Potter and the Missing Shirts for, you know, second half hour again.
They couldn't just fast forward to the epilogue.
To watch the last 5 minutes, no.
It's almost, at this point, it's really just pointless going to a movie theater. I can't believe that people still go, actually. I mean,
it was so shoddily handled by these people. You know, and of course, I have free passes to go back to this movie theater,
right,
which I can't wait.
Right. What theater was it?
It was the Levittown Theater across from the Best Buy.
What company?
Oh, United Artists.
Okay.
Yeah. They should be, no, wait, AMC. AMC. I should. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to insult the wrong people.
Right.
And that was kind of just awful. And the next day I went and saw Captain America at another movie theater, and that worked out just fine. I saw that with my dad.
How was that?
Captain America is really good. I found it to be slower than the other Marvel movies, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. It's the story of Captain America.
It takes its time. With the story of Captain America. It's funny because they show you so much in that trailer. Like, okay, I get it. And yet they stretch that out to 45 minutes.
Right. I was a 98-pound weakling.
Yeah.
Is that part really interesting at all? Like, I kind of got my fill of that in the trailer, I thought.
They do it well. They actually do that really well. That boot camp, which they show a little bit of in the trailer, they extend it. And they actually, some of the things that they really highlight that I thought they did well was, it's not just a guy who's now super strong. It's also a guy who's a tactical genius. And they show the inklings of how smart he really is when he's still a 98-pound weakling. And that, I think, is what they really handled well.
All right.
Because he's supposed to be more than just brawn. He's, you know, the leader of the Avengers, and they had to show that.
Gotcha.
And they did.
All right. I will watch that when it comes to video.
Yeah, I don't think you have to see that in the theater, but I did enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
Cool.
Did he pick up a lot of dossiers in the movie?
He does, and eggs.
Can
and
he jump eggs. In the movie?
In the movie, no. He can only roll on the floor.
I see. Excellent, excellent.
Did you start playing that? Have you? I know I
did.
You the,
yeah, no,
the
yes. Cat. I got a nice little care package in the mail from Shipwreck, and it was Captain America. And I started that, and it's not terrible at all. There's too many large stretches of hallway where you don't do anything.
Right.
So far, like a lot of just walking.
You gotta bend over and pick up stuff. Are you doing that?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Okay. You do bend over and pick up stuff. I think the fighting mechanic does work. I think what also works for this game really well is I think I find the character models to be quite large. So when Captain America is fighting like five people, it kind of fills up the whole screen and it makes it seem like there's a lot more going on than there really is. And it's a good illusion in many ways, and it's very effective in the game.
Yeah, they just need to pack it all. It needs to be denser in the game.
Right? Because the characters
are so big.
You fight guys
for like 30 seconds and then you walk around for 5 minutes.
Picking up stuff.
Yeah.
And you walk around nothing. Like it's, oh, I'll walk down this hallway and there's nothing there. Just. Yeah.
That is nice.
What else did you get in your care package?
I got a really badass cheap-ass gamer keychain. I got a really badass Arkham Asylum keychain.
What's the cheap-ass? Oh, from the guy who made those at E3? And brought
yeah.
E3? Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We got to remember his name now, though.
I don't remember.
His name has metal in it.
Oh. Metal.
Oh.
I don't know. Midnight Metal?
Metalocalypse?
I'll figure it out by the end of the show.
Excellent.
And I got a set of Control Freak joystick cover thingies for my controllers, which are pretty badass, too.
Yep, I got those, too.
I need to play me some Mortal Kombat with these.
I need to get them out from underneath my couch because that's where Ty put them.
Nice.
Most of Ty's stuff winds up underneath the couch.
That is what kids are for.
Yes.
I did build a house this weekend, too. You saw those pictures.
Yes, your kid's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a real backyard there.
I do. It's nice. It's not as spacious as some other people's backyards, but it'll do.
Right.
I've got bunnies.
Hey, we don't even have grass in Japan. They can't have grass because they think that watering the grass is a waste of water. But they water the cement to keep it to cool it down. So they'll actually literally hose down the sidewalk in the summertime, but they're somehow opposed to watering grass. So there's really no grass anywhere. Like, kids' playgrounds are dirt or gravel. It's pretty weird.
You'll play in the dirt.
And you'll like it.
There's some parks. There were parks there that had grass.
Like overgrown. It's not like real grass. Like, you're not going to sit in it.
The penalty for grass in Japan is just too high. It's not worth it.
But I'm bummed. It's like wild grass. Anyway, a couple things for those of you guys.
I like the silence. You both, that was very effective.
Yeah, I was groaning on the inside first, and then I expressed it on the outside.
And then I appreciate that.
For those of you who want to relive the epic glory of my giant shit story, I put it up on youtube.com/GPD, and I actually listened to it again, and one of the parts of the story, one of the big parts of the story, was that I had to go pick up Ty from school, like, you know, within 5 minutes of, you know, taking that shit. So it made things a little bit stressful. And somehow I get into these weird situations, like right when I have to go pick up Ty. So I guess this last week, I think this happened. In the summertime, obviously it's very hot, and I open up all the windows in the apartment, and it gets pretty breezy up here. So about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes before I had to go pick up Ty last week, I was sitting in my office, and, you know, there's a big breeze blowing through the apartment, and the door that basically leads from, like, where the bedrooms are in my office to the front of the apartment the door slammed shut really hard. The wind just slammed the door shut so hard that it blew the door handle right off the door. Both sides of the door. And I'm like, wow. And I go to open the door and I realize that I can't open the door because there's no door handle. And I'm like, shit, I can't leave the apartment. My phone is in the living room, can't get to the living room. And the part of the door handle that actually, you know, extends through the door and lets you open it was on the other side of the door. So what would you do, Wombat? You're in this situation.
I would sit there and cry.
I sweated. I did sit there and I sweated a lot.
What did you do? Kick down the door? Did you try that?
Well, first I took a credit card out. And I said, maybe I can. You know, I see this in movies all the time.
I was going to say, you know, Beverly Hills Cop 2 style?
That doesn't work, by the way. Did not work at all. So then I started looking throughout my office for things that I could stick in the hole in the door to try to open it, like pens and things, and that didn't work. And eventually I tried my key to my apartment, and the key just happened to be the right size to fit in the hole, and I was actually able to open the door that way. And then when I opened the door, I noticed that the door handle flew off with such force that it dug a hole into our floor because it's just a wood floor there. So there's a big divot in the floor now from where the door handle, you know, did its damage. So, yeah, that was pretty stressful. I don't know why this stuff happens to me.
I think you're just lucky.
Anywho, I'm just lucky.
You're just lucky.
Anywho, how about some more show feedback from last week?
Sure. Killing Machine. Yes, me. Killing Machine says that outro music could really use a sample of Wombat choking on water from a few CatCasts back thrown into the mix. That was just the first comment I grabbed that mentioned this, but that outro music that you made last week was very funny.
I felt bad because the show wasn't very good last week, I didn't think. And so I decided to make, I took some techno song and I intercut Shipwreck moaning about how hot it was.
I mix with techno pretty well.
It was pretty good.
That's kind of my jam right there. It's me and Moby.
Yeah.
Like
it was. I was pretty impressed with it. See, I spent time. That's the most editing that I did in the show, by the way. I don't really actually edit the content of the show, but I will spend a half an hour putting together 30 seconds of Shipwreck groaning.
That's why Chase Amazon isn't complaining about you.
Yeah, and your audio is getting all messed up again, Wombat. Shipwreck, can you hear him at all?
Yeah.
No, he's getting pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, Chase Amazon may have his wish, actually, unless Wombat can improve his internet connection.
I don't know if it's necessarily my internet connection.
What would
why
it
do
be?
We think,
the,
I don't know.
Your
why,
sofa?
Why do we think it's me?
Because I can't hear you and Shipwreck can't hear you. That would be it. That would be it. So anyway, we'll just go on, pretend that we can hear Wombat, I guess. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, there's some nice conspiracy theories here from OmniLaw. You want to read that one? Oh, and there's Wombat. He's gone. All right. So welcome to the all new CadCast starring Shipwreck and CheapyD. Oh boy.
We're winning this. This is good.
Yeah.
You got your wish, Chase Amazon.
Right.
Hello.
Wombat wants you to call him back. Oh, he's back.
Yes, I called him back.
That was nice of you.
Yeah. Why don't you read this show feedback from OmniLaw? All right.
I guess
you're not on the show anymore, Wombat, because we can't really hear you. And I don't know what to do. What do I do?
That's
what do
not
we
very
do?
Nice. That's not what very nice.
I'm just saying, for this show, I mean, I don't know what to do.
I think you can handle doing the show with me in spirit.
All right.
Now it's like I'm here, but I'm not here. Is that what we're doing?
Okay. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, then you're still here. Can you read this show feedback from OmniLaw?
I can read this from OmniLaw.
Okay.
Maybe the reason for the loss in listeners is due to the fact that you've aggressively stopped mentioning PlayStation Network or PSN. I've noticed lately that you mention a game like Burnout Crash coming to Xbox, but not that it's coming to PSN. Also, if we were playing a drinking game and had to drink every time one of you said XBLA or Xbox Live Arcade, people, even in the heaviest drinkers, would be drunk well into the beginning of the show. So maybe the PlayStation users just figured, why am I still listening to these guys? It's obvious that no amount of bashing Duke Nukem or praising Child of Eden or Shadow of the Damned has made any impact on the sales numbers.
What does that have to
also,
do
with the anymore? Lack of mention of Infamous 2 on your show didn't stop it from getting to the number 3 spot of the top of the NPDs.
People
maybe
are
you
nuts.
Guys should
our,
just
our
say
our plans are foiled.
Yeah. Maybe you guys should just say that you're an Xbox 360 show. You would probably gain more credibility that way instead of poorly feigning interest in other consoles. Just saying.
The only reason that the Call of Duty franchise is so popular is that we mentioned it on our show. You know, we have that sort of really wide-reaching impact that we can impact the NPD numbers. Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's saying
that is true.
Whatever we say has the opposite effect on NPD.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, see, we bashed Duke Nukem, and it sold well. We didn't even talk about Infamous 2 because it came out during E3. But and those both sold very well, and then we talked about Child of Eden and Shadows of the Damned, and they didn't sell. So it's obviously all on us. You can also blame the cancellation of Mega Man Legends 3. I think that was squarely on us as well. Primarily, the reason we don't talk a lot about PlayStation Network is because Sony doesn't talk about PlayStation Network very often.
What do you mean? They have this huge promotion going on this summer.
Oh, yes, the summer of stuff that's already been on Xbox Live Arcade. That promotion? That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah, best tweet ever.
Yes.
Not only that, but I think we also, when these games come out on both platforms, we just buy them on Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's just where we play them at. We're not saying it's not available on PSN.
The fact that I have 4 gigabytes of space left.
I mean...
Hmm. It takes forever to download for me to download something off of PSN. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I think it's just another case of Sony not really following through with the PSN for right now. Like, you look at Microsoft, they see this month of inactivity in retail releases. There's nothing coming out during this time of year. And they've made this Summer of Arcade promotion where every year people pay $60-$70 to buy all these games on Xbox Live Arcade. You look over on the Sony side of things, they've got practically nothing coming out right now.
Limbo.
On PSN. Well, Limbo's good.
Right.
I think that's a good move to bring that out. But
it's hard to get excited about a game that's been out for a very long time on your rival console.
It's hard to say much about it on a podcast, I know that much.
Right. Are we going to start talking about it again? Because now it's out on PSN. I mean, probably sick of hearing about it. I don't know what to tell you guys. Soldier on, perhaps?
Yeah, I think
just so you know, by the way, I'm running speed test. Remember yesterday when you and I did a speed test, Cheapy, and we did it, and I was at an 18 Mbps? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm now at a 1.6.
That will do. Yeah, because you're in the prime. Now you're on like the prime time when people are using your internet.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's really my internet. And not that there's anything I could do about it, but.
Time Warner Cable, right?
Optimum.
Oh, that's even worse.
But that's ridiculous, even for this time of night.
Yeah, I don't know. We need a dedicated ISDN line.
Seriously, a 1.6? That's ridiculous.
Right. I don't know. Well, let's move into the new releases.
15 MS ping.
You know what I think it is? I think it's a conspiracy to get Wombat off the show.
Right. I think somebody's stealing your megabits. That's what's happening. This Chase Amazon guy is stealing your megabits. He's outside your apartment right now with his laptop and a lot of torrents. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. How about some new releases?
Craziness.
Are there any?
There is two. First of all, let's talk about Catherine first.
Okay. I played the demo.
I picked it up today.
Oh.
I've played about an hour of it. Just to get people up to speed, if they don't know what Catherine is, I'm not quite sure I know what Catherine is still after playing it for an hour.
Okay.
It's primarily a puzzle game, I guess. Like, the whole premise is that you are this dude in his early 30s. His name's Vincent, or Vince, I think. And you have a full-time girlfriend who wants to get engaged and married, and all of a sudden, you go out to this bar and you wake up the next morning and this other girl is in your bed. And so now those two are kind of competing against each other, or you're trying to decide what to do. But in the process of that, he's having these nightmares where if he doesn't climb these stacks of blocks, he'll die.
Right.
And then in between those things, you have like the bar that you go to and you can talk to people and you can have conversations and you can text message on your phone. So it has this whole like good and evil depending on which girl you're going after type of thing.
Okay.
But the production value is really good because it's done by the same guys who did Persona 4.
Okay.
And it has a lot of the same voice actors and everything. But the way that it does the morality choices, it's difficult, at least for me, to tell when I'm picking one of the dialogue choices whether or not that's going to be for the girlfriend that I want to be going after.
Ah, okay.
So it's the morality choices get a little bit confusing for me. It's entertaining to me, though. I know that much. I have a tough time telling like what's going on at all times.
Oh, but you're enjoying it. I'm sort of surprised to hear that.
I like the puzzle aspect of it. I wish it could speed up a little bit. I hope the pacing picks up here because I've played for an hour. I've done two of the puzzles, and then I've seen a lot of cutscenes and a lot of dialogue. So I'm hoping it goes a little bit more towards the puzzle aspect because it kind of reminds me of IQ, the old PlayStation 1 game.
Yep.
I know
that
game.
It's got some
of
that going to it. Yeah. So I like that game a lot, and I don't know. This is at least entertaining to watch and to play.
Cool.
So I liked it. I think I'd rather pick it up for about $30 rather than the $60 they're asking for.
Okay.
But I guess you get the soundtrack CD and a book full of anime girls and bras and panties.
Isn't it? There's no pillowcase? No pillowcase?
That's the addition above this. You get a pillowcase and boxer shorts.
Cool.
I didn't go for that. I have enough boxer shorts that I don't need ones that come with a game that makes me feel dirty.
Say, if Spider-Man's not on the boxer shorts, you're not wearing them.
Right.
That's not entirely untrue.
I know. That's why I said it.
How do you know my boxer shorts, Wombat? Are you going through my underwear drawer?
Maybe.
Honey, I'm about to shoot my web. Stand back. Sorry. That's a mental image. No, nobody needs to know.
I was going
to
say, we don't talk about shipwreck that way for a reason.
Right. What's the reason?
It's gross.
Oh. I wasn't sure what the reason was. Okay. All right. Well,
So that's Catherine. Okay. What did you think about it, Sheepy? It's probably not your thing.
It's not
right?
my thing. I don't know. It just seems either you're a puzzle game or you're like a nerdy Japanese dating game. I don't know that the two necessarily go together. You know, that being said, I only played the demo, but it was one of those things where I played it once and I said, yep, that's not something I need to experience again. But if you're out there and you like a game like that, more power to you. Lord knows that Japanese developers and publishers could use your help. So feel free to buy it. Go nuts. But I will not be contributing to their coffers in that one with that one. So,
oh, there's actually three games that came out this week.
All right.
For the 3DS, I talked about, I was playing it a little bit last week, but I've played it more now. It's Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions. Mm-hmm. It's a compilation of 6 Pac-Man and Galaga games.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot last week, actually.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't know that I had strong feelings on it last week, but maybe we did. Last week, I didn't realize how poorly done the ports of the original Pac-Man and Galaga were on this.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of dampers the whole thing. What they've done is they take those are in 3D. They make it look like it's on a CRT. They kind of like make it like bulbous,
right,
almost,
right.
Which is kind of cool.
Concave or convex or whatever.
Convex. Yeah. I think convex. Yeah, convex. But they've only like it basically only takes up a third of the top screen of the 3DS. So it's incredibly tiny.
Right.
When you're trying to play like Pac-Man or Galaga, like I really have trouble playing Galaga on that tiny screen just because it's just difficult to like move your ship around and see the bullets. And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this compilation here. Like the only saving grace for it really is Pac-Man Championship Edition.
And it's not the latest one though, which was the takeaway I got from last week's discussion is that they didn't include the newest versions of those games, which have just come out on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network.
I'm not familiar with that. What's the PlayStation Network?
I don't know. I heard somebody mentioned it somewhere. I'm not really quite sure. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's... So I guess if you're looking for a portable version of Pac-Man Championship Edition, you could go for PlayStation Network's version because I think it's on there as a mini.
Well, Wombat, you had a story about this game, actually, in your section, in your upcoming section, right? Did you put that on there?
Did I? I did. That Pac-Man and Galaga Dimension save files are permanent, unable to be reset or erased. Just like that Resident Evil game that just came out. So if you buy a used copy of this game, it's going to have, I guess, other people's scores on it, and all the levels may be unlocked. I don't know what else there is, really, in that game other than unlockables and times to beat, but you won't be able to unlock those levels yourself.
Are they doing this on purpose to fight used game sales, or is this just bad game design? I mean, what's happening?
I don't know because I don't think Namco has come out and said one way or another.
Right. I guess the game just came out, so there'll probably be more on that later.
I guess. I mean, it doesn't really matter that much for this type of game, though.
Oh, all right.
Like, you're going to unlock the levels that are in Pac-Man Tilt. But other than that, it's just going to be high scores that are going to be on there. So it's not that big of a deal. There was one weird thing, too. The version of the Pac-Man, the original Pac-Man that's on here, it has the ghost names in there as their Japanese names, which I'm fairly certain they had Inky and Binky and everything like that when they were over here in the States.
Oh, okay. So they have so. Ralph, Mortimer.
Right, the Japanese versions.
What are their names? I don't even know.
Karaoke? Oh,
I don't know.
Bukkake?
Like Yamaguchi. Yeah. Christy Yamaguchi.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. It just struck
George
me as
odd. George Takei, I believe, is one of them.
Takei.
Takei. I'm up to 11.11 Mbps now, by the way.
Yeah, stop doing that.
I will not.
It's not helping. It's not helping things when you keep doing speed tests during the show.
It's like
and then the third game that's coming out.
All right. Yeah.
The third game that's coming out for Xbox Live Arcade and not for PSN.
Okay.
At least not currently.
Mm-hmm.
Is From Dust.
Aha. I've played a bunch of that.
Good.
Really?
You can tell us
what
about
do you
it,
think?
Because that looks confusing.
It's cool. Like, I was a big fan of Populous back in the day. So I enjoy raising and lowering Earth with little people running around it. Yeah, I mean, it's basically you're playing as some sort of ultimate being, and each level is sort of a puzzle where you have to get your followers to go to the certain totems, and then when you occupy all the totems on the map, then you sort of unlock the exit, and then you send them to the exit. But there's all these environmental disasters going on that you need to compensate for. So there could be a big tsunami coming your way, and you'll have to, you know, sort of raise the land or build a wall or use one of the special powers from the totems to have it pass over you. There's fires where you'll have to, you know, move these water plants. What else is there going? There's lava going on. So there's all this stuff going on. You need to protect your followers. It's a pretty cool idea, and the execution is good. It's not great. Like, the camera could use a lot of work. Sometimes it's sort of hard to see what's going on, and you can't quite get the angle that you want. But I'm enjoying it. It's fun. I would say definitely check out the trial. It has a really nice look to it, especially for a downloadable game. It's, you know, but at the heart of it, it's a puzzle game of sorts. So I did read Justin McElroy's review, and he said that it can get frustrating towards the end. And I think I'm sort of I looked at the campaign. It looks like I'm right in the middle there, so halfway through. I don't know. I like it. I was playing it this morning and having a good time. I was showing it to Ty, and he was very confused why the Earth kept moving up and down. He kept asking me what was going on, and I didn't really know how to explain it. But I like it. It's a quality game. I think you should definitely investigate. But it could be frustrating. That's the warning.
So it's worth the $15, or
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet, because like I said, I'm only halfway through. But you know, in this, like you mentioned earlier, Ship, it is the summertime. There's not that much coming out, and It's a good game for sure. It's definitely, at the very least, it's a good game. It might even be a great game. I'm not quite sure yet.
But is it as good as Bastion?
It's totally, it's a totally different game. Totally different game. Totally. It's not, maybe not as polished as Bastion. But I like it. I like it so far, and I want to play more. I'm looking forward to playing a lot more. So, and then quitting when it gets too frustrating, which is usually what I do. So, I like it, though.
Good.
What else we got?
Any game shopping news you want to share with our people?
No more new releases? That's pretty much it?
That's it. You got Smurfs Dance. That's about it.
You're not picking up this Dragon Age 2 DLC?
I saw it. I'm going to wait for it to drop in price. I just picked up the Mass Effect DLC yesterday for half price.
Oh, which one?
The last one, The Arrival.
Oh, okay. I got that one. I think it was good. I can't remember.
Yeah.
The only one I don't have is the new character one. I don't think I bought that one.
No, that's half price too. I think they're all half price.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So maybe I'll get it.
Why not?
Really bored this weekend.
What do you have to lose?
I don't know. What we do now mostly at night is we rent episodes of Frontline on Apple TV. That's our new thing. And the new one is about
Is that a news show?
Yeah, it's a news documentary show on PBS. It's amazing. It's really amazing. I highly recommend. There's an episode called Battle for Haiti, and it's obviously about, you know, what happened with the Haiti earthquake. You know what, like, one of the biggest problems was with the Haiti earthquake is that their, you know, all their buildings fell down, including their prison. So about 4,000, you know, hardcore violent criminals escaped from prison after the earthquake, and they've all infested the shanty towns that sprung up afterwards. So it's a huge mess over there. It's really pretty horrifying, but it's an amazing show. Frontline. You can actually watch them for free on the PBS website. You don't need to give them a dollar, but I like to donate. That's how I donate my 70 cents. That's it for the new releases, I guess.
Yep. Until they make Frontline the game.
They did make Frontline the game.
I know they did make a game company.
I love that.
There is, right, Shipwreck?
It's an arcade game. It's an old arcade game.
Oh, I feel like there's
a Medal of Honor Frontline as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. I'm talking about the old school. You don't know the old school Frontline arcade game with the dial? You aim with the dial, and that's a classic.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you're not as old as me.
I am not.
I don't know it either.
Oh, you should Google it. It's pretty. I love that. It was one of my favorite games.
It was made by Taito.
I'm not just making that up, right?
From 1982.
Yep. Yeah. How old was I? 9.
You're so old.
Wow. Right. Let's see. Where are we? Keg shopping news. A couple things you need to know about. These are all on the front page of cheapassgamer.com. Of course, buy one game, get one 40% off at Amazon. Select games, of course. And Sunday ad deals. There's a buy two, get one free on all used games at Best Buy, in-store only. Target has buy one, get one 50% off on select games, including NCAA football, Infamous 2. See, we mentioned Infamous 2 a lot this episode. MLB 2K11, Dirt 3, and a bunch of other ones. There's a buy one, get one free on select 3DS games at Toys R Us, and Amazon has matched that too. And yeah, that's about it. Check out the front page for more. Now what do we got? How about a message from our friends at GoDaddy.com? Let's see. We've got 10% off any order, CAG 10. These are for web hosting and domain registration.
$5 off a $30 order with CAG 5 off 30. $7.49 domain names with CAG domain. You know what I've always wanted, Cheapy?
An internet connection that works?
Besides that, a .co domain name.
Right. Well, if you use CAG 1399 as a coupon code, you can get it for $13.99, but that ends on July 31st, so you gotta move your ass. I also want to give a shout out to our friends at Robot Chicken. Star Wars 3, the DVD, is now available in stores, and so is the Blu-ray. Contains 3 hours of special features, including a special appearance by George Lucas, Wombat, your favorite. You love George Lucas.
Oh, I do. We hang out on weekends.
And the Blu-ray version contains two special features with Seth Green acting out puppet animations, which is something that Wombat goes to bed thinking about. I know that for a fact.
That is true.
How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Yes. Well, two of us put this on our outline. I put it on, I guess, probably Shipwreck did too, the Resident Evil HD remakes are going to be $20 each.
Capcom continuing that tradition of shoveling up their old shit because they don't want to make anything new. Not shit, but
no,
you know.
No, Resident Evil 4 is very good, and there's a really good chance I'm going to buy it again when it's in HD on the 360. It's going to be downloadable only. It's going to be in Games on Demand or in the PlayStation Network store for $19.99 or whatever, how many points that is, 1,600 Microsoft points. I don't know if I'm going to pick up Code Veronica. I really don't like tank controls. So,
see, I would more likely to pick up Code Veronica simply because I don't already have like 5 copies of it.
Yeah. Well, I only have 1 copy of Resident Evil 4. That is a fact. I only have the 1 GameCube copy. So to rebuy it, if it looks better, there's a really good chance I'm going to buy it. I don't know. Just
and
to
now
have.
Wombat is gone completely. Right. Yeah, we didn't hear that, but that's okay.
Really? Nothing?
No. Well,
that sucks.
Something. Maybe like two words I heard. Let's see. What else we got here? Game Pro Magazine.
It's just silence.
Game Pro Magazine looks like...
You know what would help, Wombat? If you just tell us every time you're silent.
Yeah. Can you hold up a sign, actually? That would be ideal. Let's see. Game Pro Magazine is becoming a quarterly magazine now. So no longer a monthly magazine, and it's going to be $10 an issue and bigger. So is this like the last ditch effort before they go under?
Oh, yeah. This means they have one more magazine coming out in November.
That's it.
Maybe one after that.
Right. If everybody buys it, then maybe they can make it through 2012, but probably not.
I'm a subscriber. I have it.
How is it?
It's all right. GamePro's actually gotten better here. Like, they've done a pretty good job of making themselves very feature-oriented to where it's not just the standard previews and reviews stuff. So
okay.
They have like stories and stuff in there, which I know that's their goal in this, making it a quarterly as well. But the truth is everything's on the internet. Like, even if you're going to do the story route, it's still on the internet. Right. Like, it's very difficult to make this work, but I wish them luck on it. I've always liked reading GamePro.
Is it still owned by Future Publishing? Is that still GamePro?
Let me see. I can't tell. I was looking up to see how much their advertising costs. No, it's part of IDG.
Oh, IDG. Okay.
I figured maybe I could get a good deal on their on their magazine. Let's see here. GamePro Magazine. Here's how much it costs to advertise a full page ad in GamePro. Is only $10,000.
Is that rate
that
card?
That sounds about right.
That is the rate card.
So it's probably really closer to six.
Wow. And I told you a full page ad in Game Informer is $174,000.
And that's probably closer to like 75 to 90 if I had to guess. But I don't know. That's a high rate card price.
But it's the third biggest, it's like the third biggest magazine in the country,
I guess.
Yeah. What I've noticed, actually, the difference between the Game Informer ads and the rest of the magazines that I get ads is that a lot of the ads are for the smaller games now. Like, you'll see, or at least from smaller publishers, you'll see ads for like Earth Defense Force and Dead Island and, what else has been on there? I don't know. That level of publisher is who is buying out all these ads because they're affordable now.
Shit. I mean, I can get the back cover of GamePro for $15,000.
But do you want the back cover of GamePro?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know.
I think you're going to have to fight Dead Island for it.
Oh.
Ask him if they'll throw in computer word Belgium. For added value, you'll do it.
Is that what I need?
Yeah, Computer World Belgium. Right.
Inside front cover is, yeah, it's even less than that. It's like $14,000. Shit. Interesting. I need to look into this.
There you
Although,
go.
Huh, I could do it. I think it's worth it. Is anybody reading it?
Am I reading the media kit? No, I'm not reading their media kit.
I can't imagine that. I mean, if it's only $10,000 for a full page ad, I mean, that must mean nobody's reading it. I mean, that's like nothing for a magazine ad. I don't know. Wow. Okay. I see why they're only going quarterly now. Anywho, all right. I gotta write that down. Make a note. let's see. Because I felt like I should do some advertising for like the relaunch of the site and for the holiday season, and I, you know, I looked into the Game Informer because I know that's the big boy, and I saw that $175,000. I was like, yeah, that's it's not happening. I thought maybe like, you know, $40,000 or something like that.
Why anyway. Not do a digital something digital?
I don't know. You think that's better, a better use of the money?
I think it might be. I think, I mean, would you, I mean, we could talk offline, but I was going to say we could talk to maybe would you be interested in IGN?
I don't know.
Yeah. We can
make about gay.com.
Can you get me a good deal over on gay.com?
I can get you a very good deal on gay.com.
Yeah, I'll put a topless picture of myself in the banner ad. That should.
But you want people to go to the website.
Right. Hey, I'm almost down to 200 pounds, by the way.
That's awesome. But I'm sure you without a shirt on would just look like a big penis.
It would look horrible. A really hairy penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. More like a hairy baked potato or burrito. A really hairy burrito. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. EA announces that that Star Wars The Old Republic has broken a pre-order record, which is a good news because a lot of people thought this thing was going to bomb big time.
So I never thought cool. that. I never thought you it didn't? Would be a bomb. No.
But they've spent so much. You know how much money they've spent developing this thing? I mean, it's like someone said like $150 million. Am I making that up? Did I just pull it out of my ass?
You might
that
have.
That doesn't seem unreasonable.
But yeah. I was going to say, but it doesn't seem crazy, but you may be pulling the number out of thin air.
Yep. Yep, it says...
I was surprised looking at this. I knew the Star Wars thing. I at least figured it was going to sell very well. I mean, the lines at E3 were ridiculous just to see it. But I was surprised Crysis 2 sold over 3 million units.
I thought it was shipped over...
Well, that's the same pretty much for publishers.
Yes, for publishers it's the same, but it doesn't mean that that's how many are in people's houses.
I'll tell you that the Star Wars Old Republic Collector's Bundle is the third most ordered item on CAG this month. Yeah, I'll give you the top five right now since I have it open. Number one, well, this was probably a pricing error, so this is probably not going to hold true when the orders come through, but Batman Arkham City Collector's Edition. I think they had it for $60. So I don't know if they're going to honor that. Number two is Killzone 3 Hellghast Edition because that was discounted to $60.
It was down to like $30.
Really?
Yeah.
Old Republic Collector's Bundle was number four and Yakuza 4, number five. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't count. That's number four. Star Wars was number three. Child of Eden, number five. They had it. I think it was a $30 deal today. So, and Infamous 2. I'll give you Infamous 2, Hero Edition, because we don't talk about Infamous 2 enough. That was number six.
Hey, you know what a game I heard is pretty good?
What?
Infamous 2.
Yeah. I like the first one, just not enough to finish it.
Yeah, same here.
There's a lot of good, a lot of pre-orders.
I finished it. I finished Infamous. It took me 2 years, but I finished.
I'm right at the end, too. That's the worst part. Forza. A lot of people ordering Forza. Cool. I might have to order that collector's edition. Pretty excited for that one. What else we got here? Anything else, Wombat? Oh, this one broke my heart. Can you guess
me
which
too.
One broke my heart?
I know exactly. So no more Red Faction.
Unbelievable. I'm playing that now. I'm playing the last one. It's fun. It's really fun. It's not like, you know, it's not going to set the world ablaze with its storytelling or anything like that, but man, that magnet gun is fun. I'm upset. They said there's no more Red Faction.
I think faction is just a boring word in a title. Like I think that's a big part of why these don't sell.
Oh. But didn't the last one sold pretty well, right? I mean, the one before this one.
Guerrilla. It did okay. I think the problem was is they didn't capitalize on that. They made a completely different type of game.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why did they do that? I can't.
I don't know. Maybe they should.
The series always been different kinds of games. I mean, it started off as a first-person shooter.
But two were first-person shooters.
But Guerrilla was really, I thought, successful. I think most people agreed that was a really fun game, and I think it sold well, too. So I don't know why they decided to really change it up. And this one's fun too. I recommend it. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with it. But yeah, I'm bummed out about that. Boo.
Yeah, I think that there should have been a Guerrilla 2, a proper Guerrilla 2. Or as Shipwreck says, maybe it's the name Red Faction. Maybe just make the name Red Faction really small on the box with a bigger name underneath it.
Yeah, I think Guerrilla is a better name than what Red Faction is.
Yeah, except most people can't spell it.
Oh, you just spell it the way they know how to spell it.
Right.
Just make it Gorilla.
Like the animal.
Gorilla.
Right. So it's an open world game that takes place on Mars and you're fighting gorillas.
Yeah, like Planet of the Apes.
I would totally buy that game.
Yeah. I don't know. I was bummed out about that.
What if it now had bears too. How about that?
That's crazy. It's not like, what kind of game comes out with one animal and then all of a sudden, oh, now we're going to include bears? That doesn't happen.
Is that a new Connectimals game or it's DLC or what?
It's DLC.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can buy it, though, as a full package.
Oh, awesome.
Well.
I'll be not buying that. Anything else on here, Wombat, that we need to touch on?
We covered everything on the list.
Excellent. Let's move on.
I've been playing some Shaun White skateboarding. We can talk about that.
We covered everything on the list.
It's not on the list. Why would you be playing that, by the way?
It was $5 at Best Buy.
All right. That's the reason. That's the answer I was looking for.
$5? $5? Not bad.
Yeah. It got okay reviews, I think.
I think it actually does a pretty good job of scratching the Tony Hawk itch in that it's mainly about how to get from one place to the other rather than the insane like control screen.
We can rewind this.
Insane control scheme of skate. Like where it tried to go ultra realistic. This is more similar to the old Tony Hawk games, but the tricks aren't as good as Tony Hawk. But
gotcha.
For $5 or $10, whatever it is at Best Buy now, you can't really go wrong with it.
Oh, cool. All right. Shall we? We don't have anything for Sony, huh?
What about Infamous 2?
Yeah, Infamous 2.
It's a game.
It is a game. Let's move on to Microsoft. I guess, I mean, yeah, I didn't really turn on my PlayStation 3. So Microsoft made a boo-boo, and they, on their MicrosoftStore.com, which is their, you know, their retail site, they mistakenly put up all their Summer of Arcade titles for download, and you could buy them and get a code to download them, which I did. So I downloaded Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, which is the release for next week, and I've played about half of it. I spent quite a bit of time going through that. I didn't know anything about the game. So I know some people really hate when you describe a game by by saying it's like another game. But picture the art style of Limbo with the gameplay mechanics of Pixel Junk Shooter and the mapping of like a Castlevania or Metroid. And, you know, the whole sort of gameplay and, you know, getting new powers to get to new areas of the Metroidvania stuff. So that's Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. It's fun. I really like the style. It took me, you know, to get to the halfway point before I got stuck somewhere where I have to use these crystals to shoot lasers and open up something, and you have to basically reflect the light beam somewhere, and I'm just pretty stuck right there right now, and I it was very frustrating. But keep a heads up for this one if what I just mentioned sounds appealing to you, because
how are the controls on it? Like, I always liked the concept of Pixel Junk Shooter, but the controls always felt too loose to me.
Oh, the controls are fine. You control like a UFO with maybe 8 different abilities. But you don't have that, like, it's not that. Pixel Junk Shooter, like, you feel like you're in space, right? And you have thrust and you have to control the thrust. That's what you don't like?
That might be a little bit of it. Like, I don't know. The physics just feel too loose. It feels like Little Big Planet type of, like, looseness or Pixel Junk Eden type of. There's just a certain feel that I don't like.
No, I don't have any problem with it. It's cool. You get these abilities for your ship. You know, obviously you can shoot. You get a claw that comes out, so you can grab onto things and move them around. You get a shield that you can direct. It's very much a, you know, use the left stick to steer the ship and use the right stick to aim and use some of the abilities. It works really well. It's really smooth. The music is great. The visuals are really good. If you like that type of that Limbo look, it definitely has that. And actually, it has the Pixel Junk look too combined. So I don't know. It's cool. I don't know. $15 might be a little high, but I don't know. I like it so far. I've played several hours of it, despite the fact that my Raptor page says otherwise. My internet was down yesterday, so maybe that was the problem.
I think your internet.
Sometimes Raptor doesn't track stuff that's not out yet.
Ah, okay.
I think your internet infected my internet.
No. They had to. They were doing building maintenance.
Yeah, and somehow that screwed up my internet. I'm standing by my theory. It makes me feel better.
It's a great theory.
Thank you.
And Wombat, speaking of Xbox Live Arcade games, Wombat reviewed Bastion.
I did. You could read it on a website called cheapassgamer.com.
Uh-huh.
It's good. I really like that game. I actually like that game a whole lot. It's I didn't think I would like it as much as I did, and I found myself playing 10 hours of it in 4 days, and that game is I really like the different weapons and the way that you equip them, and you know how you can only carry two weapons at a time, and they have the armory where you could swap out your weapons, and that there's all the different upgrades for it. I think it adds a good amount of variety. I think the game works well in the way where you know, the game doesn't have a world until you walk on each thing. The world is literally built around you. And it's a very interesting mechanic, and I think it works well in a game. It's just a fun little game. So go buy it or play the demo or something. What did you think?
I finished it too.
And you didn't like it as much as I did.
I think it's a good game. It never got its hooks into me. Like, the whole, I don't know, it just felt like I was going to little arenas with all these different levels that I was picking out. And the story didn't really ever, like, hit with me. Like, the way that the narrator stuff's cool.
I think the narrator stuff is really cool and very different.
Oh, it is very different. It just, I don't know, I didn't find the story that interesting. I didn't find the weapons, like, I've played a lot of action RPGs, so I like when I get loot, and this game doesn't really have any loot. You're pretty much just like, you get a weapon like at the end of a level or something, and then you go back and you switch them out. Also, part of the reason I probably didn't like enjoy the progression all that much is because I got, like, you build this place, I forget which one it is, I think it's the memorial or whatever, where you do all these different tasks. And each one of these tasks rewards you with money that you get to spend to upgrade your weapons. I had pretty much every task in the game complete. But I didn't realize I had to hit the A button on top of them to collect my reward. Oh. So I had played through all the way until probably like the second to last level. And then all of a sudden I realized I was supposed to hit the A button to get all this reward. So I got all this money, pretty much upgraded just about every weapon that I had. And then just plowed through the rest of the game. So I think I missed a sense of progression there just because I'm an idiot.
You did it wrong.
I did it wrong. But I wasn't having problems. I think I died once in this game.
Yeah, I didn't really die very often either. I think I fell more than I died.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I will probably play more of it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good game. Yeah. I don't want to be too harsh on it. I just didn't like it as much as Wattenbat did.
Okay.
How dare you?
All right. Well, I guess it's time for the CAG bag and show us your tweets. We got a lot of stuff here. Luke to the Moon asks, or says, he's about to have a baby any day now. What DS game should I take with me for the labor?
Nothing, because you won't have time to play it. Because
I know, it's
you
ridiculous.
You know what's funny? I actually did. I took my DS with me for Elliot's birth, and I never even took it out of the bag. Actually, no, I didn't take it with me. My wife told me I should take it, and I forgot it, and I took my iPod with me thinking, if I do anything, I'll listen to something. And I didn't even get that, never even left my pocket.
Isn't your wife going to be in agonizing pain, and you're just going to be pop open a DS and go, hey, I think I'll play some Zelda now?
Yeah, it's not going to work.
You know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be rubbing your wife's back or something. You're going to be giving her a massage. You're not going to be playing DS.
And she's going to be telling you how much she hates you and how you did this to her.
Your wife didn't do that.
No, she's not. No. She's not that generic.
That's a TV show or a movie. That's a bad movie. Mega Man 1421 writes in, wasn't Shipwreck making a video using his green screen? What happened to it?
Yeah, there's still videos planned. It turns out I had face cancer for a while, so it wasn't really conducive to shooting videos of my face.
Right.
You know what? The chart doesn't care about your face cancer.
Right. That's right.
So I'll get back into the videos here very shortly, actually, because now's a good time to start doing them because there's not many releases. So they're coming.
They are coming. Excellent, excellent. Okay, what else we got here? Sled Zeppelin writes in, at this point, is Kinect a failure? Will Microsoft abandon it? And what about Move? Dude, what charts are you looking at? They sold a lot of those things. And they sold a lot of Xboxes probably because of them. I think whatever the opposite of a failure is, that's what Kinect is.
I believe the word you're looking for is success.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, you can say for you it's a failure because there's nothing on there you want to play. And I would say that for myself personally. But for Microsoft, no, they're like, they're doing the dance of joy right there. I mean,
how many of those Star Wars bundles are they going to sell?
Probably.
That thing's going to sell like crazy.
Let's see how many they sold on Keg. Huh? A few. Quite a few.
I think as it gets closer, that thing's going to sell extremely well.
So, yeah. No, it's the opposite. Now, the Move, on the other hand, probably did not have the desired impact that Sony had hoped for. I don't know if you would call it a failure, but they might be maybe a little bit of a disappointment. But I'm not interested in playing games on either of those two things, so it's a failure for me.
I'm still surprised the Move hasn't gone down in price.
Maybe this holiday season. Oh, speaking of going down in price, there was a very good question here from...
Speaking of going down...
right. Kaza Ganthi. Leading up to E3, there were tons of $50 or more gift card deals on Xbox 360s and PS3s, with everybody assuming there would be some price drops. Post E3, nothing has been mentioned, and the Keg and me is screaming, what gives? Shipwreck?
That's a good question. I think maybe they've realized with these bundles that they're putting together for the holidays that they're just going to bundle stuff. It's selling so well. Like,
that's the answer.
The 360 sold so well. And I know some of those are the numbers probably from getting them free with a PC or whatever, that whole program they had. But it's selling so well that why would you drop the price? It doesn't make sense.
Right. That's the answer. That is the answer. Let's see. MS Chimen wants to know, why has no one been talking about the PS3 outselling the Xbox 360 worldwide in 2011? I don't know. Why is nobody talking about it? How do you talk about it? We just talked about it. You know what's funny is that there was maybe a week ago, there was an executive from Microsoft came out and said that he expects Xbox 360 to outsell the PS3 worldwide this year.
I don't know what the numbers are, so I don't know who's telling the truth and who's not.
Right. But most of the analysts seem to think that the PS3 is going to overtake, was going to be the leader by the end of 2011. But Microsoft says they're going to be in first place. So I don't know.
But it's got to be close, right? No matter which one it is.
It's got to be very close.
Not that being the best-selling console in just the U.S. is a lousy consolation prize. I would take that for my product.
That's pretty good.
If my product X was the best selling product X in the US, I'd be very happy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. ZCJ, do you think the Nintendo 3DS will fail like the PSP Go did because it didn't have a strong launch lineup, or will Christmas save it? Anyone? Bueller?
These are two different products entirely.
One of my coworkers just got a 3DS for free. And he already hates it.
I hate it.
He says he'll play it on the bus on the way into work. And if he doesn't bring his charger with him, it'll be dead by the time he's ready to go home. And he doesn't touch it from the time he gets in to the time he leaves. It just, the battery's just terrible. I don't have
the battery does suck. There's no question about that. But I think it's a nice little handheld still.
But
I still think it's going to sell extremely well at Christmas.
Yeah, Shipwreck's been saying that for a while now.
Is it significantly better than the DS?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no question about it.
The graphics are better, but the software library isn't.
Well, you can play DS games in it.
I don't know. To me, I look at that thing and I say, oh, it's another DS. It's just hard for me to get excited about it. And I wonder if that's why it's not selling so great, is because people just look at it as another DS, the same, we basically have seen the same, at least the form factor, the appearance of it has been the same for years now. it's hard to get, you know, very excited about it. It's certainly not a sexy looking device.
No, I think that's going to be the big thing this Christmas is, I'm sure Nintendo's working this out, is how to distinguish this as not the next DS. Like, this isn't just the DSi or the DS Lite.
Which is hard because it's called a DS.
Right. So they have to figure out somehow how to market it that way.
Yeah.
I still think it's going to be on the cover, like, of all of these toy shopping guides and everything. And people are going to see it. They're going to see that it's a high dollar item, and they're going to buy it for their kids.
Unless Kinect is the thing that's on the cover of all these toy shopping guides.
The correct answer to this guy's question is that it will not fail like the PSP Go, but it will not be successful as the previous DS. That's the correct answer. People are bored of the DS. They're looking for something different, I think. And that thing will probably be an iPhone or an iPod or an iPad. That is the answer. Case closed. Maybe not. Let's see what else we got here. Shipwreck, your good friend Microshock wrote in to let us know that he's leaving for Army training in 19 days. So he's going to be...
Good riddance.
He won't be able to listen to the show for at least 3.5 months.
Well, we wish him luck.
He says, I've listened to almost every show since halfway, for the last 5 years. So, yeah. Good luck. Good luck, Microshock.
Stay safe, too.
Yeah, duck. When you hear the gunshots, you get low.
And keep your helmet on.
Yes. And what you want to do is take combat advice from Jews. We know a lot. A lot of Jews go into the army. Anything else here? Okay, here's a question for you, Wombat, from Atreyu.
Atreyu. Haven't you seen The Neverending Story?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, you're so old.
What?
I haven't.
Stop the podcast right now and go watch it.
I recently saw a trailer for the Fright Night.
A horse drowns in that movie. Drowning horse. What else do you need to be told?
Listen to this question, Wombat. I recently saw a trailer for the Fright Night remake that looks like Disturbia 2, and I almost vomited. What movie, if any, would you guys like to see remade? Is there a current one? Is there one the current Hollywood could actually do a good job on? Did you see the Fright Night trailer? I thought it looked pretty good.
It's not like the original. I like the original Fright Night. Don't get me wrong. I think that's a movie that could easily be remade. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt because, let's face it, Fright Night, the original Fright Night didn't really set the world on fire. But, I wish that it looked a little better than it does.
It's got Colin Firth, right? Or Colin, what's his name? Not Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell.
Right, Farrell.
Yeah, but with the way that he's just like a regular suburban guy.
Hollywood remake? They were going to make a RoboCop one. The guy who, Darren Aronofsky, was going to make RoboCop.
Darren Aronofsky was going to make like 7 movies, it seems like. He was also supposed to make Wolverine, and that didn't happen either.
I don't really trust Hollywood to make
that. That's because his wife left him for James Bond. I would be upset too.
Is that true?
Yeah.
For the new James Bond?
For the new James Bond, yes.
Mm. Yeah, well, he's pretty hot, so I don't blame him.
He is a good looking guy. What movie would I remake if I could remake any movie ever? Can I remake Star Wars Episode 1? Because I think that movie.
If by remake, do you mean pretend it never happened and then never speak of it again?
Yes, that would be.
You mean erase from history?
Yes, that is what I mean.
Yeah, I'll vote for that too.
And you see, it's a good choice.
That's a winning choice. DQT writes in wanting to know, how do you guys feel about the term gaming journalist being used to describe what the blog sites and gaming sites do? Does reissuing press releases, writing about what a CEO said, and writing opinions on games warrant being called a journalist? Wombat, this is your area of expertise.
This is what I've come to decide. I think that we put too much stock in the word journalist. Are they journalists? Yes. What does that mean? It just means that they're a journalist.
You just defined the word journalist by using journalist?
I did. I defined the word by using the word. But that's kind of my point, is I think that we hold that term up in a higher esteem than I think it needs to be.
You're right, because I just typed into Google define journalist, and it says a person who writes for newspapers or magazines or prepares news to be broadcast on radio or television.
There you go.
I see nothing about internet there.
It does say nothing about internet. Hmm.
Is that like from a 1970s
I just Googled
dictionary?
It. Well, I don't know. I can look up the dictionary that comes with my Mac. Let's see. Journalist. Oh, wait, that's thesaurus. Nope, it's the same thing.
According to Wikipedia, a journalist collects and disseminates information about current events, people, trends, and issues.
All right, then they're journalists.
There you go. That's it.
I think what this guy is looking for is or means to say is investigative journalist.
Well, that's a whole different job. And even Entertainment Weekly isn't full of investigative journalists.
Right.
Most sites don't have many, you know, investigative journalists. But to say that they're not journalists would just not be true. By definition, yes, they're journalists. I just think we as a... I think really I find this only with gamers is that they put a lot of stock in that word journalist.
I think often too, people like they'll read a blog or something and they'll see a story on there and they'll just get mad that the story is there instead of just skipping by. And I'm guilty of this too. They'll see like some story and say, that's really stupid. Why would anybody waste their time putting this on their website and then get really upset and say, oh, that's not journalism, blah, 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 when they could just move on to the next story. But last question, Wombat. Chad FX writes in, with Modern Warfare 3 looming around the corner, do you guys think that Activision made a bad move by firing Vince Zampella, Pella and Jason West, and as a result, will it hurt Modern Warfare 3 sales numbers?
No.
Of course not. Not even a little. Not even a little.
I forgot who those guys were. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Call of Duty Jason Zampella or whatever his name was. I'm pretty sure it said Modern Warfare on the box. And
Vincent Jason's Call of Duty.
Yeah, this is not like the olden days for Atari where it said a David Crane game.
David Crane's Amazing Tennis.
Right. It's not like that anymore. Just people don't know. I mean, you know who they are because you read a lot of gaming news sites, but a game that sells a gajillion copies, you know, the vast majority of people buying that game have no idea who's making the game or nor do they give a shit. They just know.
The games are good, too.
Yeah.
Like, you look at that trailer from E3, Modern Warfare 3. I mean, that game looks awesome.
It does look awesome. You think you'd be think getting be tired okay. of it, but no. I was impressed. I was so impressed that we sat through the same presentation twice. Oh, no, actually, we left during the second time. Anyway, anything else on here? I think that's it. Oh, I see a very disturbing tweet from Justin McElroy. He wrote, sad about Red Faction ending, but I had zero faith that Volition knew what they were doing with it after playing Armageddon. I wouldn't say zero faith.
I would say like 5% faith.
Right. Or maybe I questioned their ability to provide the right direction for their franchise. Anywho, let's wrap it up. Remind everybody to get all their domain names and web hosting from GoDaddy. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations. CAG domain. And get your .co domain names with coupon code CAG1399. Good until July 31st. I think that's it.
All
goodbye.
Right.
Oh, actually... programming note, I'm going to be on vacation next week. Oh, and you're going to, Shep, you're going to be on vacation the week after.
No, I'll be here for the show.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be going to Seattle the week after you're there.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks after that, I'll be at PAX.
All right. You're going to be all up in Seattle. Wombat, you have like 2 weeks to see what's going on with your internet connection. For us to figure out what's going on. And
well, it's annoying because I actually pay more money for better internet.
Right, that would be annoying. Call them up and have them come down.
I did call them last week. When I called them, my MBPS was 27. Now that I'm doing the show, it's a 2.
Right. Tell them that.
I know.
And tell them you pay more. And maybe, here's what they're going to do. They're going to come. They're going to bring you a new cable modem. And sometimes that works. Sometimes these things get burnt out, you know?
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Anyway, so we'll see you in a couple weeks. Enjoy your summer, everyone, and talk to you soon.
Bread's done.
It's heavy! I found the way to the gold.
Pitfall by Activision.
Quick, to the Atari video computer system. Here, show us.
First, climb down the underground passage. Oh, yeah. Leap over scorpions.
Set. Swing over the swamp.
Crocodile.
There. The gold.
Did I mention the tar pits?
Pitfall, a jungle adventure game designed by David Crane from Activision.